As you may know, there are many wetland restoration projects going on around the Bay Area at this moment. In fact, these projects are part of the largest wetland restoration effort in North America. Today's interview took place at the Eden Landing staging area in the South Bay. It is a project that will have enormous benefits for wildlife, the environment, and people. This is Your Wetlands.
Most people who live in the Bay Area have flown in and out of San Francisco Airport at various times, and you look down and you can see this mosaic of shapes and colors. And I think some of the most striking things that you can kind of see from the air, you can get a context with when you're on the ground out here. And so those beautiful colors and sort of esoteric shapes and abstract art that you see from the sky is what you see down here on the ground.
John Krause is an associate wildlife biologist with the California Department of Fish and Game.
And of course, for the periods of time prior to the restoration project, a lot of that was salt ponds for salt making operations. And we'll see that color scheme and shape of the bay and the shape of the sloughs change over time. So when you come out here and you stand on the bridge, for example, along Mount Eden Creek, that's a historic slough that used to be part of the salt making process going way back when schooner ships would come up, shallow draft schooners would come up and off haul the salt and then bring supplies from San Francisco. It's a very changed landscape from what was historically out here, which was largely all tidal marsh with some ponds within the marshes. But some of those features we'll see recreated as part of this project. And of course, if nature takes its course along those lines, we'll see more of those features persist naturally as opposed to something that's created or engineered as part of a project.
I was really impressed with the amount of work and planning that goes on with these projects. Now, when you have a diverse environment and a diversity of creatures living in it, plants and animals, you have to create a wide range of habitats to support that wildlife.
On the ground out here, I think some of the most striking things you can see are the drier ponds that have salt crystals and other dry land sort of features associated with salt ponds. And we'll see lots of birds out here using those ponds. They're foraging out here. They're nesting out here. We've got hundreds of thousands of ducks that overwinter out here as well. And so that's some of the more striking features, I think, are just the concentrations of wildlife in really staggering numbers. Single day counts at times in the spring of a million birds. It's pretty amazing. Now, that's over a large area, but of course, from our perspective standing here, we are looking at a very large area, even if it is only hundreds of acres as opposed to tens of thousands of acres, looking at that and taking that perspective. And of course, the folks who come out here repeatedly over time, over the course of decades, and perhaps their children will come out and see these things, and perhaps even their children's children will see these things evolve over time. And I think that's really important. Wetlands provide not only habitat features for the birds that depend on them on the Pacific Flyway, but also we have other features out here. We've got a very urbanized landscape around us, and so salt marshes provide significant flood protection for us that are going to be more and more important over time, especially as sea level rise becomes a greater reality for us. And also we have public access out here, so along the levees we'll have trails, along the sloughs we'll have some public access for recreational kayaking and other uses, hunting and fishing as well.
And my thanks to John Krause. Now, we'll be producing walking tours of some of these areas, so I encourage you to subscribe to our podcast by going to the yourwetlands.org website. And if you have a place you'd like us to visit, you can email us your suggestion at yourwetlands@gmail.com. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more about the joint venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. We're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.